All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. No Nam Ha Virudha China Mai Kalina Bhoyasa Tatra Yogena Vrishthena Bhavan Adam Arhati Nunam Tha Virudhakshina Mai Kalina Bhoyasa Tatra Yogena Vrishthena Bhavana Datum Arhati Nunam Tha Virudhakshina Mai Kalina Bhoyasa Tatra Yogena Vrishthena Bhavana Datum Arhati Unanta Virudhakshina. Therefore, Tha, bowls, Virudha, herbs and grains, Kshina, deteriorated, Mai, within me, Kaya, in course of time, Bhoyasa, very much, Tatra, therefore, Yogena, by proper means, Krishthena, acknowledged, Bhavan, your majesty, Adatam, to take, Arhati, ought. Translation, due to being stopped for a very long time, all the grain seeds within me have certainly deteriorated. Therefore, immediately arrange to take these seeds out by the standard process which is recommended by the Acharya Shastras. Fourth question of Prabhupada. When there is scarcity of grain, the government should follow the methods prescribed in the Shastra and approved by the Acharyas. There will be a sufficient production of grains, and food scarcity and famine can be checked. Bhagavad Gita recommends that we form yajñas, sacrifices. By the performance of yajña, sufficient clouds gather in the sky. And when there is sufficient cloud, there is also sufficient rainfall. In this way, agriculture matters are taken care of. When there is sufficient grain production, the general pox eats the grains, and animals like cows, goats, and other domestic animals eat the grasses and grains also. According to this arrangement, human beings should perform the sacrifices recommended in the Shastras, and if they do so, there will no longer be food scarcity. In Kali Yuga, the only sacrifice recommended is Sankirtan Yajna. In this verse, there are two significant words, yogena, by the approved method, and dishtena, as exemplified by the former acharyas. One is mistaken to think that by applying modern machines, such as tractors, grains can be produced. If one goes to a desert and uses a tractor, there is still a possibility of producing grains. They adopt various means, but it is essential to know that the planet Earth will stop producing grains if sacrifices are not performed. The Earth has already explained that because devotees are enjoying the production of food, she has reserved food seeds in the performance of, for the performance sacrifice. Now, of course, atheists will not believe in spiritual method of producing grains. But whether we believe it or not, the fact remains that we are not independent of grain by mechanical means. As far as the approved method is concerned, it is joined in the Shastras that intelligent men in this age will fit the Sankirtan movement, and by so doing, they shall worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, whose bodily complexion is golden and who is always accompanied by his confidential devotees to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. In its present condition, the world can only be saved by introducing the Sankirtan, Krishna consciousness movement. As we have learned from the previous verse, one who is not in Krishna consciousness is considered a thief, even though he may be materially very advanced. A thief cannot be placed in a comfortable position. A thief is a thief as punishable. Because people are without Krishna consciousness, they have become thieves, and consequently they are being punished by the laws of material nature. No one checked this. Not even by introducing so many funds and humanitarian institutions. Unless the people of the world take to Krishna consciousness, there will be a scarcity of food and much suffering. Om Ajnana Timurasya Gananjana Saratara Chakshura Minitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manogi Stam Stati Tamapopade Svayam Rupagadamanam Dadati Svapagantinam. This word that introduces the verse, Nunam, means therefore. So, to end in this verse, one has to very carefully under the previous instructions also, because this is drawing a conclusion from prior statements. So we can very quickly review. Mother Earth had assumed this form of a cow, and Maharaj was ready to kill cow. And of course, this is an irreligious act in normal circumstances. So Pritamara is saying to the cow, but you have assumed this form thinking that I will not slay you because you are in this form. But you are not fulfilling your proper duty. Therefore, you are punishable. Now, immediately, Mother Earth submitted herself before Pritha Maharaj and begged that he not take her life, and is now offering an explanation of why she is restricting. The complaint that Pritha Maharaj had was that these sacrifices are being performed, and that Mother Earth was enjoying fruits of those sacrifices, but was not supplying as she should have been buying in reciprocation for receiving the results of those sacrifices. So now Mother Earth has just explained why he was feeling justified to withhold production of food grains. And she's just given two reasons. One of those reasons was, this is yesterday's verse, because the non-devotees were taking these grains and using them for sense gratification. So therefore, Mother Earth felt justified. And the second reason was, she said, as far as I'm concerned, I don't feel that I've been properly protected. Because the kings, who knew that this unlawful activity was going on, taking the grains simply for sensation, in other words, not offering them before consuming them, but just simply taking them, hoarding them, stocking them, for sense gratification, for economic development. The king has the duty to stop that kind of a, because the kings were not doing, she said, but I'm restricting. I'm holding a certain stock of seeds that can be used fully for sacrifice. So now today's verse, Mother Earth, and therefore I am requesting you, Prithvi Maharaj, to please, according to the Shastras and according to the teachings of the previous Acharyas, please see that the proper sacrifices are performed so that these seeds can then be fructified and be used in further sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Personality of Godhead. She has explained that these seeds have been restricted by me for a very, very long time, and now they may be deteriorated. So this conversation between Prithvi Maharaj and Devi Earth is certainly very elevated, and as Prabhupada points out in purport, the atheistic persons certainly will not accept the conclusions, won't even care to consider the arguments that are being presented back and forth, because as far as they are concerned, the demoniac mentality is to think that one is the cause of all results and activities, not giving that credit to the Personality of Godhead. To them, this is just imaginary or childish to think that by performing some kind of sacrifice, just as the Prabhupada is describing here, by rendering sacrifice, some clouds are going to form and some rain will come. How childish it is to think that this is one thing is the cause and the other thing is the effect. Because by their material laws, this is how they're calculating. Simple laws of cause and effect. But they're not allowing for the fact that there is some controller superior to themselves. Just as in their factory, if their workers do not perform, if they don't come to do their job because they can make some money some way, they're not about to pay their employers. They understand this cause and effect because they think of themselves as controllers, but they don't acknowledge that there are superior controllers above them. Actually, they are very childish in their estimation. By simple logic, as Prabhupada explains, that something, our experience of the world is that everything takes its shape because of some intelligence behind that event. This little piece of furniture with all its ornate design on all sides, it just come into being, just poof. But to speak of where the ingredients came from, even just given the ingredients, that all of a sudden it just assembled itself. It's childish to make that kind of consideration. But the big brains, they're saying like this, called big brains, just like children, far more sane. That which is within our experience is to understand that there's intelligence behind it. That means person. Simple. Any child can understand that. So similarly, just as they are in some responsible manner seeing to the bringing of things within their factories, the affairs of the universe are also conducted by some higher intelligence. Only simple understanding, common sense. There must be. As Prabhupada explains in the purport, they may not accept. They may say, I don't believe it. But nonetheless, the fact remains, they cannot, they are not the controllers. They cannot produce these grains. They cannot get rain. Although they may try. Interesting. example, take your tractors to the desert and produce greens. Very element. Water is necessary. So, we're referring to the authority of the Vedic scripture. According to the authority of the Vedic scripture, because there are controlling personalities within the universe, when sacrifices are offered to them, they become pleased, and in turn, they supply necessary materials for the sustenance of those persons who are offering sacrifice. Because those persons who are offering the sacrifice, they have dependents, others who are in their charge, and not just other human beings, but other forms and species of life, who, from the production of rains, all of forms are also sustained. Therefore, the responsibility is with those human beings who have enough intelligence, the modern so-called scientists, have intelligence to understand that there is some superior order and control within the universe. Recognizing that superior control, intelligence within the universe, they're acting in response to those superior controlling personalities. And in this way, the Bhagavan declares that in this age, because the sacrifices that are recommended at other times in the course of history, in the periods of mankind, those sacrifices are very, very difficult to perform, practically impossible to perform in this age. Therefore, though endowed with sufficient brain substance, sufficient intelligence, will worship the same personality of Godhead, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated by the process of Sankirtan, conditional glorification of the personality of Godhead. Just as the cow is described as one of the mothers, so the scriptures, the Vedas, they are also one of our mothers, because through the mother one can understand who is the father and how to please the father. What is my proper relationship with the father? The question Arasati was questioning, and the impersonalist Mayavadi sannyasis, they were also questioning Lord Chaitanya, why are you performing the sankirtan? Why are you singing and dancing and carrying on performing activities that are forbidden for one in the renounced order of life? You should be simply studying Vedanta day and night. Why are you carrying this way? We understand, they were describing to him, that actually you are very learned scholar. Of course, they were understanding a whole lot more about Chaitanya as he, by his own arrangement, was allowing them to understand that he is actually the personality of God, his glowing effulgence, sitting for a place in the room. They could understand he is not an ordinary man, but in their manner of speaking, even though they were addressing him, that you are very learned. We know that you are a very learned scholar. The pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his childhood was to defeat learned scholar as he was traveling, just as a young boy, and starting his own school, even youth, in Sanskrit and grammar, and see Krishna as the center of focus of that education in Navadvipa, which was the place of the high seat of learning within all of India at the time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this reputation already. Therefore they were saying, why are you performing these activities? I cannot understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was introducing the Sankirtan movement not in some as an expression of some sentimentality, but with vast, vast learning from studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can understand also in the intimate pastimes between Lord Chaitanya and his most confidential associates, they were also very learned ministers, and in an appropriate manner, according to the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would recite appropriate verses from Srimad Bhagavatam to further inspire Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to further his ecstasy. And that's why very, very intimate reciprocation is going on according to scripture. Yeah. The sankirtan is actually, from a spiritual point of view, very scientific. It is the natural activity of all the various sacrifices that one can perform. It is the most simple and natural activity. The very complicated arrangements that had to be made for rendering some sacrifice by getting huge quantities of gold and grain and elaborate arrangements, which in this age, as we understand from Prabhupada's teachings, the extent of what was required to which we could not arrange. No one has sufficient wealth in this age to accomplish all these things. It's a very simple process and very direct process of glorification of the personality of Godhead. Congregationally, meaning both participated in by everyone who considers himself to be a devotee of the Lord, and for the benefit of everyone else who is not a devotee of the Lord. Congregational chanting, congregational glorification, massive distribution of a fruit of Lavarat. These are the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just as the feast that the Raghunath Das was for some time arranging, distributing huge quantities of prasadam for the benefit of the conditioned souls, and the benefit of the devotees of the Lord. Everyone was taking part in joyfully, in such a joyful way, these activities were going on. This is the real benediction for all the conditioned souls. That benediction is so wonderful that as it is being performed, everyone becomes very joyous. What to speak of, as this verse is directly addressing, those necessities on high levels of understanding, those necessities for just mere maintenance, they will be provided by the personality of Godhead. And this is the position of the faithfulity of the Lord. Just like today, for example, there's some crazy parade going on in Manhattan. They're trying to legalize illegal substances, forbidden substances for devotees. So they're in a big thing scheduled in Washington Park. So the devotees are thinking, this is an opportunity to inundate the conditioned souls with the holy name and Krishna Prasadam and transcendental literature. And as the devotees are making these various arrangements, their ecstasy is increasing and increasing. And as they're delivering these stuffs, offered cookies, offered to Radha Govinda, to conditioned souls, their ecstasy will further increase, and as the people are eating these wonderful Krishna Prasadam cookies, the ecstasy will become ever increasingly greater, and as they run the home party later on that day and receive a transcendental literature or find one of our book tables which we're strategically placing around where this event is supposed to be taking place, and in other places in the city, the ecstasy will just grow and grow and grow. This is Lord Chaitanya's plan for our little tiny army that we're here, and our little feeble efforts, whatever we can make. How to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what Sankirtan means. Congregationally, our whole temple can involve itself in the distribution of transcendental literature, Kripa Prasadam, and the holy name, and the assembled congregation of would-be devotees of the Lord. who can be transformed into devotees of the Lord also, simply by engaged in those wonderful, merciful activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're reading this description of Lord Chaitanya's desire, intense, burning desire to engage all living entities, somehow or other, in his transcendental pastimes. The example was given that just as quite the opposite of what this verse is describing, there's no production of rains, but where there's a field where something is growing, once those things have been properly grown to a certain height, they flood the field so that other things will not grow. There may be other things for other weeds in the field, but they will not grow if a field is flooded. So every day, Vaishyas, the agricultural men, are making these very difficult arrangements so that their fields can stay flooded. And this is how the sankirtan process also becomes effective. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing, by inundating the whole world with waves of love of God in so many different features, the conscious activities can be propagated not only within the temple, because things do necessarily begin within the temple. If we're not properly taking part in glorification of Radha Govinda, worshipping them very nicely, joining in the kirtan, hearing very carefully from Sri Bhagavatam, how will we have the desire to go out and give the holy name to the conditioned souls, or give them as mental literatures that will save their lives from going to hell? Just as the previous verse that we were describing, if sacrifices are not rendered, Prabhupada was saying at point blank that leave anything to one's imagination, that without the proper production of food grains, then in good time it will come to pass that sons and fathers will be eaten, killed, and will still be eaten simply for sustenance. The extent of degradation and deterioration is hardly repeated, it's revolting. But it is plain and simple in black and white, written on the pages of the Bhagavatam, in case we had some certainty. In contrast, although it is kala and conditions are very difficult, the devotee of the Lord has firm faith in the words of Krishna. And he, as Mother Earth is indicating to Prithi Maharaj, in the teachings and example of the previous acharya, the proper means, all of those necessary things that are being stripped and restricted by Mother Earth can be very easily supplied by her. There is no problem, or as Bhakti Siddhanta would say, there is no shortage of anything except one thing, Krishna consciousness. And as we were hearing yesterday, as that the mystical feature of Krishna consciousness is, that as it is being properly practiced and distributed, it simply increases. The stock does not diminish. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke open the storehouse of love of God and began distributing its contents madly, it's not that he was emptying out the storehouse and it became depleted. Rather, its contents simply increased. This should be our, as Prabhupada is making it very clear within this purport, this should be our intelligence to understand if there is scarcity, why is there scarcity? Due to insufficient performance of the sacrifice meant for this age. A sacrifice meant for this age is increasingly performed more and more. Scarcity will go away. This has to be the faith of Krishna conscious devotee. And as Prabhupada says, even when I believe that, the fact still remains, scarcity cannot be reduced simply by machine, simply by some mechanical arrangement. Ultimately, it comes down to scarcity of foodstuffs would drive everybody to the point of complete activities, even more mad than we might even think of. The simple solution is found already. Even the solution may be forgotten, still it is available at any given moment for any individual group of individual devotees of the Lord. So let's stop in 3 minutes. Any questions or comments? Yes. Due to being stocked for a very long time, all the grain seeds within me have certainly deteriorated. Therefore, you should immediately arrange to take these out by the standard process, which is recommended by the acharyas or shastras. Spiritual world unfolds, everything is there, including the devotees of the Lord, naturally. And all the activities of those devotees of the Lord, and that those things are now dormant. Why? Because those who are potentially devotees, using the metaphors, the devotees in a seed-like stage, are still requiring that which will, the watering process will bring them forward. Because another very brief explanation is who is in that position is more inclined to take shelter, just like the description that this earth planet is a more favorable place than the heavenly planets for prosecuting Krishna conscious devotional service. Because when one is surrounded by opulent conditions as a result of one's previous pious activities, the tendency is there to try to enjoy those abilities. So when facilities are somewhat restricted, then it becomes less distracting. Then in another case, those who are dominically inclined like that kind of simple, they prefer, put them in a situation where they're surrounded by opulent conditions, they don't care for it. They'll need to go for something that's very simple instead. They prefer that life of austere simplicity. One of the other considerations is that those individuals who, in some places, who are very religious, will be surrounded by other persons who are also in much of what sacrifice they should be performing, of what religious sacrifice they should be performing, but they're not. And therefore, the restriction is there. And when others are restricted, the devotee of the Lord may also, in an indirect way, experience some kind of limitation, but for them it is no problem. It's not a source of great anxiety. Rather, to their concern, how to bring others, brothers, to a position of performing devotional service to Krishna, so they can be relieved of that suffering that they're undergoing. It's difficult without time limitation to address this point. That's something? The frequency of? But this is certainly a type of discussion, extended discussion. We've been discussing and discussing and discussing. To make a commitment like that requires a deal of faith, and it requires a great deal of faith on the part of one or two individuals. Just as to get to the point that we're at right now, it has taken a long time. So, to expect that it will become something else in a very short period of time is not very realistic. However, by sound judgment and by conviction and by faithful execution of these gradually, at least this is practical response that is appropriate, gradually that can be restored. Again, it requires a lot of consideration and discussion to come to the right position. It's a very important consideration. Perhaps the most in consideration for the Krishna consciousness movement at this time. Anything else? Yes. Discuss a little after. All glories to Srila holding on to a certain stock of seeds that can be used properly for sacrifice. So in today's verse, Mother Earth is saying, therefore, I'm requesting you, Prithu Maharaj, to please, according to the Shastras and according to the teachings of the previous Acharyas, please see that the proper sacrifices are performed so that these seeds can then be fructified and be used in proper third sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Personality of Godhead. These, as explained, that these seeds have been restricted by me very, very long time, and now they may be deteriorated. Conversation between Prithu Maharaj and Mother Earth is certainly elevated, and as Prabhupada points out in the purport, the atheistic persons certainly will not have the conclusions. They don't even care to consider the elements that are being presented back and forth, because as far as concerned, this is the demoniac mentality is to think that one is the cause of all results and activities, giving that credit to the Personality of Godhead. To them, this is just imaginary or childish. To think that by performing kind of sacrifice, just as the purport is describing here, by rendering sacrifice, some clouds are going to form and some rain will come. How childish it is to think that this is one thing is the cause and the other thing is the effect. Because by their material laws, this is all calculating by simple laws of cause and effect. But they're not allowing for the fact that there are some controller superior to themselves. Just as in their factory, if their workers do not perform, if they don't come to do that because they can make some money some other way, they're not about to pay their employees. They understand this cause and effect because they think of themselves as controllers, but they don't acknowledge their superior controllers above them. Actually, they are very childish in their estimation. To think, by the logic, as Prabhupada explains, that something, our experience in this world is that everything takes its shape because of some intelligence behind that event. This little piece of furniture, all its ornate design on all sides, it didn't just come into being, just poof. From some, but to speak of where the ingredients came from, and just given the ingredients that all of a sudden it just assembled itself. It's childish to make that kind of creation. But the big brains, they're saying this. So-called big brains, just like children, far more sane. That which is within our experience is done in. There is intelligence behind it. This person, simple. Any child can understand that. So similarly, just as they are in some responsibleness to the production of some things within their factories, affairs of the universe are also conducted by some higher intelligence. It's only simple understanding, common sense. There must be. As Prabhupada explains in the purport, they not accept it. They may say, I don't believe it. But nonetheless, the fact is that they cannot, they are not the controllers. They cannot produce these grains. They cannot make it rain. Although they may try. Interesting example. Take your tractors to the desert and produce grains. Very interesting. Water is necessary. So, we're referring to the authority of the Vedic scripture. According to the authority of the Vedic scripture, because there are controlling personalities within the universe, when sacrifices are offered to them, they become pleased, and in turn, they supply necessary materials for the sustenance of those persons who are offering the sacrifice. Because those persons who are offering the sacrifice, they have dependents, others who are in their charge, and not just other human beings, but other forms and species of life, who, from the production of rains, all of the lands are also sustained. Therefore, the responsibility is with those human beings who have enough intelligence, unlike the modern so-called scientists, they have enough intelligence to understand that there is some superior order and control within the universe. Recognizing that superior control and intelligence within the universe, they're acting in response to those superior controlling personalities. And in this way, the Bhagavatam tells that in this age, because the sacrifices that are recommended at other times in the course of history, in the periods of mankind, those sacrifices are very, very difficult to perform, practically impossible to perform in this age. Therefore, those that are endowed sufficient brain substance, sufficient intelligence, will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated by the process of Sankirtan, congregational glorification of the Personality of Godhead.